128.13, thank you.
Okay, what I could do is put this camera back up. How about putting your temporary storage back up? If you want. Has anybody seen that? Yeah, there it is. Okay, who's got me? You got my PLI checklist, hasn't you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it. Oh, anybody want a flight plan up?
Okay, it will happen.
Why do you want to wait until I have the GLI?
Okay, I'll stand volume down. I'm doing FDA, drift kit.
That booster was quite a ride, I'm still impressed.
Take the hand,
I was a little worried about that puzzle there on the second stage. Stuff we didn't expect. Anybody want me down here for anything else? Just now, let me get prepared to get back in.
You want to get that data out?
Do you want the data now, or do you want just the POI checklist?
Data box.
You want the data box now, or do you want to wait the POI?
Distance between Good running.
Did you get it
again? Not much more.
I don't know whether we need these lights on or not.
Let me 4B in the 50 cent engine.
4B?
Yeah, real quick. You can go ahead and turn it off.
It'll be a lot more convenient when we can all get undone.
Yeah, you want
to? Not really good. Yeah.
Gentlemen?
They said it's that vile net around. They've been looking at me all the time.
Would you believe that I think I see
a regard like this?
Huh? Either regard is better or less.
Let's go with somebody else.
They didn't work at
worker cost.
Hey, they had me for the whole pre-flight.
You're not going to be on the right on that belt, though, dude.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, oh, you got that metal box?
Yeah, it's coming.
He's got a toy down
there. I don't know what the bubble is going to do.
About the boost part if you get down to do it.
Okay.
Make them get loud and clear and make sure it's here.
Are we on there now?
Yep. All right, the boost, the
mailbox.
Let's stand by. I can't see where the thing goes in, though, but it's going to have to help me too. You got a flashlight?
See
it. No, I can't get it, but I'm going to have to put the bottom one there. See?
Down below?
Yeah. Down here. See, I can't fit in underneath here. And I can't see where it is.
Oh, I put my feet over there.
It just, those little things just stick in those springs down there. See what I mean?
I can't get down there yet. I don't know where I am. Okay, where are we? There's a little hole in there, those little things stick out. See the holes in the wall?
Is it over here?
Oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, it's over here.
Okay.
Should be right.
I got one.
Right here.
Huh? Twist it over.
Okay.
There's one. Oh, good job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot.
What was that?
My life back.
No kidding?
Yeah, I got hooked on the back here.
Hey.
What's hooked up?
Blown up.
Man, it's good. Why don't you take it off and give it to me and I'll try to take it apart while you're helping me.
Well, we'll just count his life vest, don't we? Thank you, but...
Hold it aloft, too.
That's the yellow in there?
Yeah, it's the yellow in there. I think that'll just be the life vest just the way it is.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll dump it out with the vacuum cleaner over the side here, right?
Put it right back there.
Yeah, that camera's tight.
Yeah, that's not in the blow. Yeah, it's too off here.
Okay, that's good.
Well, I could put it up in the top.
Put it on. It's gonna come back and down there.
Hey, when we get communication during the last year,
now, we can look at the field. We can look at the field. After you put a piece of it, we can bond it, make it.
What are you doing, Dean?
Well, you want me to get this box in?
Yeah. Hey, Dean, when I heard that noise, I looked at the camera picture real quick.
Oh, I knew it was wrong as soon as it happened.
Okay, gentlemen, I think we'll, I don't know, there's one thing I'm worried about, this helmet.
Where is it?
It's right up here.
I can put it right here.
Is there room back there? I could, tie it over.
You need a blank on it. I think I've heard this amplifier getting over.
Alright, how are we as far as the...
We're in good shape. I'm standing by for the backup contract.
Can I put this on the face of Bucky's launch?
Yeah, it'd be a good time to do it.
Okay, the launch was phenomenal in almost every respect. There was no difficulty determining liftoff. Vibration was noticed before the thrust came up to before main stay commit launch, commit to launch, and then at the, when the hold down arms released, the vibration went away. There was a lot of noise initially in the cabin, and it was difficult to communicate. And then as we, the noise died out, so we approached Max Q when it built back up again. There was no pogo noticeable on the one-speed stage. The staging sequences were all nominal. The only off-nominal factor of the whole launch worth mentioning was the slight pogo that was reported in real time on the F2 stage, and the loud, or the audio level inside the cabin during S1C.
Didn't you think the thing was still rattling like a freight train before he as he was saying clear of the power? I had a feeling that it was.
No, I thought when he let go, I think
it is. Yeah, you could tell that film, I thought it just kept vibrating. You might make a note of that with one hour and 16 minutes if you ever want to find your tape when you debrief or complete plan.
Oh, I get it. So I could tie it up here.
What's that? You can help me along? Don't tie it on that hatch thing, wait.
Not the hatch handle. There's a hatch. You know the hatch handle. It's the handle of color. Okay, Ray. What's a G? 1G?
1G? Are you kidding?
I didn't understand the boost thing.
Yeah.
One moment.
I'm going to configure for the backup contact. I checked my two circuit breakers.
What time is it? We ought to keep it, just checking the plane.
Okay.
I've got a plane time to get back in the code.
Okay, where are the,
okay, primary transponder is going off for 4 seconds.
Okay, where are the heads there?
Secondary transponder's coming on.
Northwest again?
You want the head pads in?
Well, not yet. Let's wait till we... Oh, you mean the four of them boost, huh?
Yeah.
They're in that CO2 thing. They're going to be awful hard to put on
that going
to fast in. I'm not sure. Oh.
Voice back up. And up voice back up.
There, there. That's down. That's down. My speaker earlier is just floating.
At the bottom of it.
Tape over these transponders, but just...
Thank you.
got to get those circuit breakers if you want to get out of here.
You know, it's very clean.
Is it? Thank you. Nice.
Take a look, it's got dust on it.
It's in.
You know, it's in.
But that's me about it when they close it.
See that? Yeah. Although I noticed it was pretty good when we were over Sunrise at 125. Right, would you say we lifted off on time, John?
You can say we did.
You know, for a while though, when we were counting down the last seconds, I didn't think she was going to wait.
Yeah.
Is the safety rudder still going?
Yes, it is. That's one thing else we should note about the launch, that we didn't hear the noise until about 3 seconds before liftoff. Even though ignition commit up there came to main.
And the tower jettison was quite noticeable. Although it wasn't the rumble you get the DCGS.
Anybody see anything else there? Are you looking at still or can you have a technique or RTS?
B has been a little bit lower than normal. B is about in quantity. Don't want to look at me.
Okay.
All right, we should be coming up. Well, you said there's just CFLG records. Did you do the police?
With his attitude as far as,
you know, we're doing an awful lot of upside down flying.
Can't see any of them. Can't
you see
their eyes?
Can you see their eyes?
Yeah, but we couldn't see any of them.
I guess maybe this is not a good one. Oh, wait a second. Oh, I see the phone call. Yeah, there's some stuff down there due to the,
Oh, you ought to give a little blob on me. Let's give a window strategy 45.
Okay.
Like you start from right to left there. Right, number one window is, clean and has lint on it, and then toward the upper part, that plus X on the outside pane, it looks like you're already starting to form some, just a frost. There's not any evidence of contamination due to any staging. Number two rendezvous window is good with some, again, specks of lint. Anything else is fine.
It's okay. Number three window has some dust on it, and the lower right-hand corner, there is a smudge on what appears to be the outside pane. I'm not too sure where it came from. But the visibility appears to be...
Sure that you're never going to be recorded there. You need to talk real loud.
Oh, you can't? Okay. There's a little smudge in the lower left-hand portion of the center window. and some dust on both the outside and the inside windows, but the visibility is still very good.
Window number four is clear.
Window number five appears clear, but it's in the shadow at the moment, and it's difficult to tell if there's any frost forming at this point.
Okay,
here's Houston, Apollo 8, over.
Apollo 8, this is Houston, over.
Roger, Houston, Apollo 8, standing by for a go for the backup comm check, over.
Roger, stand by, Wendell.
Roger, this is Apollo 8 on backup voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How do you read? Over.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Go ahead with backup voice check. Over.
And voice backup, up voice backup.
Apollo 8, Houston, go ahead with backup voice check, over.
Roger, Mike, I gave you a count, I'll give you another one. Are you standing by?
Roger, standing by.
Roger, it's Apollo 8, the backup voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Over.
Roger, Bill, reading you weak but clear.
Roger.
And with normal S-band voice check.
Roger.
Okay, VHF line, form back of VHF line, up S-band, aux off.
Houston, this is Apollo 8 on normal S-band. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.